We call this the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of several books, including Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Although I got to say, in May, it's, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
In May, it's hard not to think of your previous book, Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb, because it was last May, a year ago this month, and close to this time, we were in Houston, the rollout conference at Houston Baptist. So are you reflecting on that being a year ago?
Yeah, you know, it's starting to show up in my Facebook memories a little bit. And it's been fun to think back on that time and kind of how exciting that was, and just feeling pretty giddy. You know, your coming along was a real gift, you know, that you and I could celebrate that together and celebrate him together.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, yeah.
You know, so Steve Snyder's here on Saturday, and I see Steve from time to time. I've been doing some work on Saturday. Great guy. He'll be here tomorrow. And so he said, next time you ask Larry, ask him if it's been challenging having the last name of Crabb. I've asked Larry Crabb a lot of questions over the years. I don't think I've ever asked him that one. So,
well, you know, there's an anecdote that he tells that his wife was, before they were married, her name was Rachel Joy Langford. And when they got married, she changed her name to Rachel Langford Crabb. And he said, so I took away her joy and made her a crab.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Okay, I don't know if I heard that one. All right. Yeah. Very good. So your dad visited yesterday.
Yeah, my dad came. So my stepmother, her family lives in Roberts. And so every once in a while, they will pass through. And so my dad called me, I think, on Wednesday and asked if they could stop through and just say hello. And, you know, we haven't had, I don't think, other than my friend Brad stopping on a bike ride, we haven't had any visitors. And so it was, you know, almost tentative the way he was asking, you know, if you're okay with this. And so they came through yesterday, visited a little bit, and for me, I think all sorts of mixed feelings around that, partly because my dad has lung cancer, and with all the stuff going on with the virus, you know, I think there's just some anxiety or concern I have around that too.
But I know in terms of heeding the quarantine, I mean, it seems from what you followed it pretty strictly.
Yeah. And he actually just apparently last week had been at the hospital, because he was concerned he had it, and he tested and said it was negative. He said the test is pretty miserable. But it was good. He looked good. You know, he had throat cancer a few years ago. Everything was fine. And now last year diagnosed with lung cancer, and his last scan was clean. And so he's just still living life.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So
very good. Hey, you got a devotion for us from Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. We're making our way through John 14. Are we at John 14:6 today?
John 14:6, well-known verse.
All right.
So John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So when Thomas had scoffed, saying, we don't know the way, Jesus responded, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, if I were Thomas, I would have thought, thanks, that clears up absolutely nothing. Thomas wanted to know where Jesus was going. He wasn't thinking about union with the Trinity. My friend Mindy rendered John 14:6 in this way. I am the way to a holy God, the grace way. I am the true embodied, I am truth embodied, opposed to deception, illusion, and falsehood. I am the life. Abundant, genuine, real, and complete for this life and the next life. Mindy gets it. Jesus was telling these men that their deepest thirst was not for a certain place, nor in material wealth, nor in kingdoms. Their deepest desire was for relationship with the Father, Son, and Spirit. Jesus' words are invitational. If you want true life, if you want completeness, it is through me. You won't find it in any other way.
That is one of the more famous verses in the Gospels. I mean, I am the way and the truth and the life. What does that mean to you when he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life?
You know, I think for me, so often I've heard that verse as, you know, but you better get on board or you're not getting in. But as I read that, I think, you know, Jesus is invitational. This is, if you want true completeness, if you want wholeness, if you want a life to work the way I created it to work, it comes through accepting me as Savior and living with me. Jesus saying this, living with me as your teacher, model your life after me.
I think we need to be careful, and I think you'd agree with me when we say, if you want life to work the way I created. I mean, I think first things first, right? And from Jesus and the Lord's perspective, it's knowing God. You know, it's kind of Paul in Philippians 3:10. I want to know you, the power of your resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in your suffering. Isn't that the way, the less traveled road?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's absolutely true. You know, we get all of these messages about what life is, and life is, you know, relationship with God. And that verse that you just said about sharing in the fellowship of his sufferings, I think we're feeling that all pretty acutely right now.
I would say.
And, you know, for me, my prayer is that it draws us to, or maybe increases that thirst we have for God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, thank you, Jason. Have a great weekend, and look forward to visiting again on Monday.
Hopefully we will see you soon.
See you on a Zoom call, at least. All right.
Sounds good.
I'm going to dare. Good morning, Hillary. I'm going to dare make a joke there where, and I want to say, in other words, look like you're going to rob the place. No, but I mean, you put it on. When I put a mask on,
I
feel like.
You know, it's funny, though, because my husband and I were just having that conversation yesterday. He had to go into Menards for something. And while he was in line, he looked around and, like, he knew the guy standing next to him and, like, hey. And it wasn't a guy he knew real well, you know. And he's like, it's amazing how many people you recognize with masks on, which makes you realize that back in the Wild West, when they used to put a bandana around their face to, like, go rob a bank, it wasn't much of a disguise. Or they weren't that observant. Either.
It varies. my wife has said that she's not a big fan of the mask. She rather wants to use, like, a plastic face shield. Because if you wear glasses all
the
time.
I know, it fogs all the time,
it fogs it up. And that you really can't, she was saying, kind of a counter view that it's hard to know who people are. But anyhow, there's
it's
two
funny.
Sides to every coin.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So. No, it does make it harder for sure. Yeah. But it's funny how many people you can pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their hair.
Yeah. Their
and you
hair.
Go, wow, your hair's
oh,
long.
Oh, the hair.
So we had the state Supreme Court 4-3 decision controversy yesterday. And we've been reporting on some of that already this morning. And then some county orders. I know Eau Claire County, Trump low, and I imagine the number are growing.
Oh, yes.
So, but now it seems like, I know with the Eau Claire County order, which you can access at the City County Health Department website, I mean, they're not saying businesses can't open, but
they're setting guidelines,
right.
And they're saying these are guidelines, not laws.
The Wisconsin,
and
the
they are
WEDC
requests.
Guidelines. Yeah,
yes.
Right. So they're set up by the Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah.
So what else is on your mind this morning?
It's a Friday, and so we've been going back and forth to the Menards. We're repairing our fence this year, this weekend. That's going to be our weekend. We're going to repair the fence.
Dean is a very good handyman. I mean,
he is.
I respect it. I mean, it seems like vehicles and home things. That's great.
He's a manly man.
He's a manly man. All right. I don't know what that says about me. I'm apparently not a manly man.
No.
I'm more of a sporty man. Anyhow, today is also Endangered Species Day.
Okay. International Day of Families.
It's Morel Mushroom Day.
Uh-huh. Chocolate Chip Day.
Mm. Really? Some people say that's every day.
Every day.
Slider Day.
Yum.
What is a slider?
The White Castles, the little sliders. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You put cheese on it, it's a slider with brakes.
Right.
And Peace Officer Memorial Day.
Very good. We got it all covered. WWIB. Hillary, we'll see you after 7.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we've seen a lot of wonderful nonprofits, various charities getting creative. I know our friends at Options for Women of Menominee, the Crisis Pregnancy Center, just moved, and their Walk for Life got canceled. So they're having a virtual Walk for Life, and it's still going. In fact, I think they just extended the registration through May the 31st, so you can check that out and help them. This is one of the more unique fundraisers I have seen. And so it's raising money for children with disabilities in the U.K., and this British charity is seeking volunteers willing to walk barefoot over Legos.
No!
Wow.
I do the ice bucket challenge before I did the Lego thing. That would hurt.
The charity is called Caldwell Children. It provides practical and emotional support for children with disabilities and their families, and they're seeking volunteers to participate in the safety, air quotes, of their own homes.
Oh,
in the May 31st Lego walk. I mean, I've heard of walking across coals, which never seemed like a good idea.
Right.
No, Anthony Robbins does that at his seminars.
The charity created pre-recorded instructional videos to show its volunteers how to safely walk barefoot across a pile of Lego bricks.
Oh, goodness.
So they'll have to, like, get their own kids' Legos or else...
dump them out on the floor. I want to know how you safely walk over Legos.
Here's the thing. I think part of it is the shock factor when you're barefoot in the early
middle
morning
of the
or at night.
And
oftentimes, it's just one. It's not a whole pile of
one
Legos.
One is worse than
one.
A pile. Yeah, one is definitely worse than a pile.
It's right up in your arch.
Oh.
See, my kids are older, so that pain has... fairly far in my rearview mirror, but it's memorable.
It is memorable.
And we joke about this, but I mean, this happened to me just the other day. Thankfully, I was wearing socks, but Cooper and Lily especially like to play with Legos. Nora just likes to dump them. And so upstairs in kind of our playroom, she had just dumped Legos all over the place. And so I'm going to tuck Cooper into bed. I think it was. And it's, wow, there are a lot here. Thankfully, I appreciate Hanes brand for keeping my socks plenty comfy.
Yeah, there you go. Protection.
It's that time of week once again where we, the denizens of the Wib Wake Up Show, aggregate, conglomerate all of the information you could not possibly have kept up with during the week, and we bring it to you in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines, so here we go.
All right, here we go. A new study says that making fruit look good will help kids eat more of it, which is why for years now, whenever I want my kids to eat their fruit, I cut it up into the shape of an Xbox controller.
Parenting pro tip.
Clean their plate.
There you go. A survey of quarantine moms say their husbands have been tackling more home projects than they expected. Well, you know what they say? The best way to get a man to do something is to suggest he's too old to do it.
Mm. Almost 80 5G cell towers in the United Kingdom have been set on fire by coronavirus conspiracy theorists, which is crazy since 5G allows conspiracy theorists faster access to conspiracy videos on YouTube.
Hmm.
Working against themselves.
The National Football League apparently will have a Christmas Day game this year.
Watch out, Easter. The NFL's coming for you next.
The White House staff will be tested daily for coronavirus after someone who has been in close proximity with the president tested positive for the disease.
Now, close proximity means he or she could actually see President Trump's thumbs moving as he tweeted.
That's close. Mm. Astronomers, did you hear about this? Astronomers have found the closest black hole to planet Earth.
And it's full of socks.
So that's where they are.
Mm-hmm. Aha, those lost socks, that's where they are. People who can't find toilet paper are bartering for it. Yes, bartering for it on Facebook. If you'll give me a 4-pack of 2-ply or better, I'll take your kids for an entire weekend.
It's quite the offer. I'll take you up on that. This toilet paper bartering on Facebook is making people creative. Wanted 6-pack of toilet paper will trade for hair dye.
Amazon reportedly wants to buy the AMC Theater Company.
The good thing is that your popcorn will be delivered in a large box right to your seat. The bad thing is the person delivering it was just going to toss it from 30 feet away.
And don't forget about porch pirates.
Mm. Hey, with coronavirus exposure arriving in the West Wing, right, the president's valet and the press secretary for the vice president, the White House taking extra precautions to ensure the safety of the president and his staff.
For instance, from now on, the president will use a spray tan that includes a disinfectant.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
A New York City restaurant is selling an $800 sushi takeout box.
It's called the Stimulus Check Shredder.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines, friends, and now you're all caught up.
Crowder on WWIB, I'm leaning on you. How does that work when you have 6-foot social distancing? How does that work in terms of leaning on? I guess you lean on the people
in your
house.
It's a virtual lean, like the virtual high five, distance lean. Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever done a Zoom call before this pandemic, and I've done a lot of them since then.
Yeah, no, because for WayTag, we're a statewide organization, so most of our board meetings were on Zoom.
We'd avoided the pay part with our board for Teamwork Africa, so sometimes we'd had it in the past, but when we were in Liberia, the board used it. But
right.
How about you? Had you done Zoom before this?
No, I hadn't, and so...
Look at me, I'm such a trendsetter here.
Well, and I'd used Google Hangouts, and I still use that kind of in between. But Zoom, I'd heard of but hadn't experienced, and I like it. I probably prefer to Hangouts, really.
I saw someone post about Zoom, you know, because the free option for Zoom is like you get, you know, only a couple few people, and it's only for 40 minutes, you know, so, and it turns itself, they said, I've never had a meeting so productive in my life, and we knew it was going to turn off after 40 minutes. Yeah. I would pay for this feature.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
Patrick Lencioni's book is called Death by Meeting.
So, yes.
All right. WWIB, it is the WIB Wake Up Show, temp up to 55. WWIB.
Well, tomorrow is Learn to Swim Day, so one way to enjoy your Saturday. I don't know that it is quite warm enough. We're on an upward trend.
I mean, we're,
if you're going to swim, you have to go in the water.
Oh.
This is really going to keep people out.
Yes, go ahead.
And so we were reminiscing a little bit. I mean, so do you remember what age you were? Did you go through swimming lessons? Parents teach you? How did that work as far as learning to swim? Assuming you guys can learn to swim. I've never asked.
Caleb asked us this off the air, and it's just like anybody, we're trying to come up with a topic. Anybody with swim lesson memories? Hoyt Park, early in the morning, ice cold water.
Yes.
That's what I remember.
All swimming lessons take place in ice cold waters.
And here's the thing. Did you guys do indoor or outdoor? Because I did indoor.
Outdoor.
I did indoor, but a lot of my friends did outdoor.
So I did indoor at the Rice Lake swimming pool. And the thing, you have to shower before you can get into the pool, right? And so just sitting, like, waiting for the classes to start,
you're so cold, shivering.
Because I have to say, I've gained a lot of weight since then.
Yeah.
Some normal, some because of my own, you know, misdeeds. But that skinny little Caleb, after taking the shower and then sitting on the side of the pool, and you couldn't get in the water yet.
No.
It was so cold and shivering.
Yeah.
However, kind of fun the other day, the wonderful lifeguard who taught me to swim early on, Bambi. I remember her name because it's so distinctive. And so Bambi was just the sweetest lady. And I actually have been in touch with her recently because she works for Cameron Academy of Virtual Education, which is one of our advertisers here at WWIB. And so, and still, she told me, what was it yesterday? She's like, you get out and enjoy the sunshine. And I said, yes, ma'am. Still, if Bambi says something, I listen. I know she's got my good in mind.
I think swimming is one of those things, like, even if you don't love it, you should know how to do it because there's water everywhere.
70% of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really helpful to learn how to swim, but just
be safe.
Be careful. An interesting event going on tonight, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so help me because I'm tired today. Thank you.
7
p.m. local. tonight, you're going to want to head on over to togethergeneration.com/CHC. And there is a benefit going on, right?
Yeah, and so lots and lots of big names coming in on this. Toby Mac, Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, Lauren Daigle for King & Country, Nick Hall, I've seen him speak at big events before too, Hillsong Worship, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was here in Eau Claire in the past, Nick Hall, when the Newsboys were here.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, for a Christmas event. So it's quite a lineup. Benjamin Watson, who I think at last their word was with the Patriots, right?
Jim Daly from Focus on the Family that you'll hear coming up in about 15 minutes here.
And and what is this all for? This is all to help churches and those in churches that are struggling with all of the COVID stuff. It's the Churches Helping Churches campaign, and all proceeds raised will go to the churches who are most at risk.
Yeah, according to a recent survey from Barna Group, a total of 6% of churches polled say that they're unsure, not very confident, or not confident at all that their churches are going to survive the pandemic. We hear a lot about businesses, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
Will they survive? But, you know, still, it's just, you know, sizable number of churches there.
Yeah.
And that's up from 3% the previous week.
Yeah. So, yeah, head on over to, again, that's togethergeneration.com. And there's a little donate now button, or you can attend the simulcast right there on their website.
There's a lot of star power with this. I mean, my goodness, that Lauren and Toby and Lecrae and all those in the same place, virtually.
Cool. Yes.
Pretty cool.
It'd be really great to go to that concert, literally, but short of that, it's the next best thing.
Yeah.
To 7 o'clock tonight. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.